Are you in LA or are you in Ontario?
I'm in Ontario. Yeah.
Oh, so we got a Canadian in the house. I guess we'll just start. Hi, Confidently Insecure listeners. My name is Kelsey Dara, your host, and welcome to another episode of Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we are absolutely sure we don't know everything. And that's really fun to say because this episode is going to be all about confidence, my confidants. And I want to introduce this week's guest. She's so stunning to look at. It actually hurts my eyeballs. I'm going to turn down the brightness on my screen. Her name's Sahar. You probably know her from the TikTok. She's got a whopping 1.8 million followers, and she is known for her zodiac sign and confidence TikToks and dating, and she is just like the epitome of cute Gen Z millennial slash Gen whatever comes next TikTok queens, bad bitch. Hi, Sahar. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Mario. Oh,
that was the warmest welcome ever. I did not expect that. That was so sweet. Oh, thank you for that.
We hype our bitches up here.
I love that.
So happy to have
you. Yeah. Now, well,
so we were just talking about how you're in Ontario, but your TikToks, baby, are worldwide. You are a viral queen. Tell me how you got started in this and what it feels like to be that bitch.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. But it's a crazy thing. I don't know. I've been on TikTok for a bit over a year now. I think it was August of last year that I kind of like, I had like my first kind of like viral video, but like, believe it or not, I had 200,000 followers in October, the October that just passed. Yeah. So like, it kind of just like skyrocketed after that.
Yeah.
Like, I hit a million in December. So it was like the craziest. Yeah. And I don't know. At first it was just like really for fun, but then as I kept getting into it, whatever, it just became like, this is what I need to do for like forever. Like, I love this. This is so much fun, you know? Right. And you probably feel the same way with everything you do too, where it's just like, at first you're like, oh, I'm just doing it for whatever. And then later on, you're like, no, I love this. I love it so much.
That's such an overnight like blow up story, but it's no surprise to me. I mean, like when you watch your content, it's very relatable. It's very like, I don't like those overproduced, like professional looking, like I come on TikTok to see people with like the potato face, like this close away from the screen, or like their dogs doing something insane, or like cooking fails. Like it just feels like a really authentic, relatable place. And your voice totally resonates there. Like, how did you find your kind of niche in doing the content that you do on TikTok?
I love that question. Thank you for that. That was such a good thing. That was so like, it was just so much like trial and error. And honestly, what I think is like a lot of people make this issue in like TikTok field. I just know the TikTok field. I don't really know anything else, but like, I just notice a lot of people, what they do is kind of just like, they get viral for one thing and then they stay there and they just continue with that. But I've been saying to everyone, like literally all my friends, to like anyone who's like a TikTok or whatever, I'm like, do other things. If you're noticing one thing isn't doing good, branch out. Like every advice I've given to people whenever they've been like, oh, like, do you have any tips? I'm just like, do like so many different things. Like, I'm like, post three times a day and post three different topics, branch out to the three different people. And it's like, and then find your next viral thing, milk that niche, milk it to the best of your abilities. And then once it's done and you're not needed there anymore, go find something else, go find another thing to go into. So like, it would just sounds really weird and sounds almost like sort of like manipulative in a way, like I'm manipulating like the
business,
algorithm, but like,
baby.
Yeah, but I'm just like, I like started off literally making like videos about like strict parent jokes, like whatever. And then it turned into so many other things before it kind of like got to where I'm at now, where it's just kind of like, now I feel like it's like the most authentic version of myself, where it's just like everything that kind of like, literally like, cause I post so many different types of videos, you know, I post like relationship advice, I post like tips on confidence, zodiac sign videos. And it's like, these are all like little like nitpicks at my brain. Like, this is the kind of stuff I love and love to think about and like whatever. And it's like after, and you know, at the beginning, you're going to be really, really so niched into anything. You know what I mean? Like, you're just going to be very stuck in your ways and thinking like, oh, I have to do this or I'm not going to get anything. But like, once, like I said, if you manipulate the algorithm a little bit and like, you know, go into whatever, find different fields and like keep going like that, you end up finding just like the most like authentic version of yourself and your authentic content. And like, it's just like, now I like when I post, it's like, this is stuff I like talking about. Right. You know what I mean? It's fun for me to actually do this. Whereas before it kind of felt like, oh my God, how can I make a joke out of this or whatever? But like, it's super weird, but it kind of started going off when I started doing guy secret videos. So it was like, and it was the weirdest thing, because it was just like one video and it did so good. And I'm like, okay, let me do another one. And why it did so well was because guys kept like duetting me, being like, oh, how does she know this? How does she know this? So I was getting pushed.
What were some of the secrets? What were the hot tips?
Okay, so they're kind of weird, but like, it's just like stuff guys do that, like girls, we don't really think about, you know, like one of the girls, and then a lot of people started doing like girl secret videos. Mm-hmm. And it was like stuff that like, okay, like one of the things was a guy did this. He said a girl secret, and it was like how girls in the shower, we like pull out our hair and like stick it on the wall and do whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh wait, guys don't do that because they have long hair. I mean, they don't have long hair, but it's, and then, so it's more stuff like that. Like guys, when they like are peeing in the toilet, they'll like flush the toilet and see if they can like race the water. Which
that is something I would never in a million fucking years think of, except now that you say it, I'm like, oh yeah, they probably do that.
Yeah. And like, if they see shit stains on the toilet, they'll like pee on it, like aim at it and pee at it and like
to use and clean it.
Yeah. And they say it's like a target and it's like fun. And it's like, they're like, we have a built-in cleaner. Like that was the comments I kept getting on that. They're like, we have a built-in cleaner. Like, why not use it? Like,
yeah, no, these kinds of videos totally sound like the stuff that we used to do at BuzzFeed. Like we would find, you know, videos, we would call them like things guys do that only guys understand. And it was a much longer format, right? Like we were making videos that are like 3 to 5 minutes. And like, I think the attention span back then of people was a little bit longer. Whereas TikTok now, cause you're young, right? You're in your 20s, 21.
Yeah, I'm 21.
Happy birthday. I think you just had a birthday, right?
Yeah. My birthday did just pass. Thank you. Happy birthday.
What does that make you? An Aquarius, or are you?
I'm Aquarius. Yeah.
Okay. The age of Aquarius. Okay. Yeah. But yeah. And I feel like TikTok is in that sweet spot right now. Unlike Vine, I feel like Vine was too ahead of its time, where it was too fast and people were still really into the YouTube world. And now, like, TikTok seems to be the right attention span, the right audience. Like, it feels like the newer way of putting out content. And like, I can totally relate to what you're saying, where in the beginning I was like, okay, I have to do this kind of content. Oh, this is what's on the trending page. But as soon as I started just like doing shit that made me laugh and made me think it was something funny, those were always the videos that took off. And I was like, of course it was the one talking about me like shitting in the water and hiding under a rock that's gonna go viral. Like, it's always those ones that you never expect, but you've really seemed to build again this audience that like thrives on this oh my God, that's so me kind of content. And
that's literally it. That's, you described it to the T, exactly
right there. And I think like a lot of people, here's what I got, and I wonder if you get this kind of stuff too, is like comments used to always be like, oh, you can only say that real gross shit because you're like societal hot. And I'm making big air quotes, you guys, if you're not watching this on youtube.com, because Lord knows y'all know how I feel about myself, but like, you're society hot. And like, if a not society hot girl was talking about that stuff, like this wouldn't get any views. She'd be called gross. She'd be like dragged to high heaven. Do you feel like, you know, I hate saying like, do you feel so hot? But like, you feel like you know, I can even tell just by the way your makeup is done. I was like, oh, this is a TikTok bitch. Like, she got the cute like blush with the nose blush, like your eyelashes. Like, I just feel like you are doing it right. Like, do you feel like you can get away with some of that content because of the way you look? That's such a gross question, but like,
that's also, can we just talk about how I love that you can like tell exactly what I've got on your, like, she's got the nose blush. Like,
oh,
but,
yeah.
Like, it's like boys, they don't get that. Like, they just see my face and they're like, makeup, but they don't see like, there's blush here. No. You could see that, but one else gets all that.
Haven't you seen those TikToks that are like, we don't wear makeup for you boys, we wear it for the girls.
Yeah, high key. Like, you think the boys know? Like, boys sometimes think these are my real lashes. And I'm like, come on, honey. Like, literally. I know. Sweet, sweet little dumbasses. But
they're like, I like that she's so natural. And you're like,
whenever people are like, because I get a lot of comments too from guys being like, oh, like, I bet under all that makeup she's fucking hideous and all this shit. I'm like could y'all even tell if I wasn't wearing makeup? Like, would you be able to tell? Like, that's the real question.
They don't have that kind of focus. They don't have that kind of they don't have that kind of intelligence.
Or they'll like show you a picture and it'll be like, oh, look at her makeup. Like her, like she has no makeup and this is the kind of girl I like. I'm like, she's got concealer, highlight, yeah, this.
Blush,
I'm like,
contour. Yeah. She's fully baked.
Yeah. Sorry, I got off topic from what you asked.
No, but, it's true. We had to go there.
Yeah, fun topic. But I don't know. I don't think I get those comments quite a bit, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like people will comment on my stuff being like, the only reason you guys are listening to her is because she's like pretty. You know what I mean? Like they'll be like I made this one video where I was talking about how like if someone's attractive, they can like you use different words to describe someone's personality when they're attractive versus when they're unattractive. Like if someone's weird but they're good looking, they're quirky. But if they're unattractive, they're like just weird. You know what I mean? Like crazy weirdness, whatever. And like then someone was commenting on that saying like she like her video is another proof of this because like if an unattractive person was saying this, you guys would be like, oh, she's just jealous, she's bitter, she's whatever. But because he was like someone who's like society standard pretty, whatever,
right,
they were like, you actually listen to her and you guys are like, whatever.
Damn, bitches got a point.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. I was like, I don't think of myself as like all that or anything, but I was like, but sure. Like if you guys are feeling that, then that's valid, you know? But like, I don't know, when I was growing up, this is super weird because like I was a fucking loser growing up. I was the biggest loser. Like my entirety of like I got bullied all the time. You know what I mean? Like I was a mess and a half, but like, I remember I was a bitter, you know, kid who was bullied, you know, like as
one
is.
Aquarius. Ooh, that's a scary person to be around. Yeah, Aquarius.
Yeah, a bitter Aquarius, not the best combination. Yeah. But I remember I would always think like, oh, like, and this was before I had like any confidence or anything. Like I didn't have a sense of style. I didn't have a sense of like how I like to make myself look or anything. And I was just like, man, like I'm so jealous of all those pretty girls because they can just do whatever they want, have whatever personality they want, like whatever they want. And no one cares. Like no one's like making fun of them for it. No one thinks they're weird for it. Mm-hmm. But like me out here, I'm like, oh my God, everyone thinks I'm weird. And like everyone, whatever.
I never thought about that. It's like if a stupidly hot girl likes a fashion trend and anybody else would have been like, that is stupid and ugly. Next thing we know, popping off like all the fucking Instagrams, everyone's dressing. Like I never thought about it that way. Where like they have the luxury to
do kind of whatever
random like, trends, like against what maybe the magazines and websites are putting out there.
Like even like this whole, like, you know, how the vintage, like 90s trend style is kind of coming back. Like even that, I remember way back in the day, like probably when I was even like maybe a few years ago in high school or stuff, I hate to say that I was like part of the hate for this, but I remember I'd see people in like wide legged jeans and like boyfriend jeans. I'd be like, that looks so bad. I'd be like, that's terrible.
Why are we bringing this bag? Like, stop it with the chokers and shit. I was like, stop it. Yeah, and then I bought some.
And then now the influencers, like my entire, I don't wear skinny jeans anymore. I don't, because all I wear is the freaking boyfriend jeans. Like it's literally like, because like all the influencers and all like the hot people started doing it. I was like, okay, it's cool now. You know what I mean? Like I do it too. Like,
and but, you know, that's such a, like a fun thing to talk about because, you know, you talk about how growing up you didn't have this confidence and like you didn't feel like the pretty girl. And I can totally fucking relate to that because I had what's even worse, which is a very hot older sister in high school.
Oh my God. Where it was like,
she's still gorgeous. She's still like that bitch that just wakes up and is like, nah, I'm just and you're like, fuck you. But in high school, even worse because then I was constantly being compared to that. And I was like, oh, if I'm not that level of like the boyfriends and the football players all swoon for me. Like it was just unattainable for such like a young person. And I think we forget because society, movies, TikTokers, they are like 15-year-olds who look like Victoria's Secret supermodels. Not that we stand Victoria's Secret on this podcast because we do not, but it's like, it's really warped our confidence and that has not changed at all ever. Like that age is so awkward and funny and like you're supposed to kind of not feel like your peak. You don't want to peak in high school, right? But I think there's something interesting to like what you're saying where, you know, you didn't feel like that girl and now you are, you know, that girl, but it's different because you still have that core of, you know, I guess to say like confidently insecure, not to like plug my own podcast name, but like,
no, that's a perfect way to put it. Like the perfect way to put
Thank you. Like it really does feel like your confidence now comes from an authentic place. And yeah, I don't know if you can like speak a little bit to that about building like your confidence, especially at the age you're at, with the lens that you have, with the following that you have. Like, talk to me about your confidence.
It really is just, okay, I feel like you'll know what I mean if you had that same thing where it's like, you even, no matter how I'm, and again, not, I'm not out here being like, oh, I'm all that now. I'm like,
I'm
whatever.
The, you know, prettiest bitch.
Yeah, no, it's
totally
like,
I totally get it.
Like, I'm not out here being like, oh my God, I'm so pretty, so confident, so this, that, but like, it's like, come, like, I feel like I'm the person now that like 13-year-old me would have admired. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm very happy about. Aww. But like, it's just like, I still, and I feel like a lot of people will get this, like, I still feel like that insecure, like high schooler. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like that part of me still there. Like I'm not someone who was like, you know, the prettiest, popular, blah, blah. Like I was literally a loser. And now it's like turning into someone who has like followers and people who want to be their friend. And like boys actually want to talk to me, like that kind of thing. It's like, I still, there's like that insecurity in me that sometimes like tries to like climb its way out. And I'm like, no, we got to keep it down there. But like, no, it's still like, like my core,
for,
you know?
Sure. But like, and your confidence really radiates in your content too. And I think that that's what's fascinating, is that you're kind of like sharing the secrets a little bit to being confident. Because I loved that trend that was going around not long ago. That was, it was a duet that was like, confident girls, like, tell us your secrets. Like, what are really like true, like really confident bitches? What are the secrets? And a lot of them were just everyone talking about like, you just have to believe it to be it. Like, you are the only person.
You just have to do it. You just have to do it. That's literally, and that's actually so funny you say that, because I was just making a video on it last night and I didn't end up posting it. But like, I was like, oh my God, I feel like that's what we're gonna talk about today. And look at that. It comes up perfectly. But it's literally, you just have to do it. Like, I don't even know how else to say it. It's like, you just do it. And like, I'll post TikToks like that too, where I'm like, if you want to be confident, just do it. Like, literally, who is stopping you from doing it, you know? Yeah. And then people will be like, society's beauty standards are stopping me. And I'm like, okay, like, don't get me wrong. I get that. I do. Trust me. Like, I do get that. But like, but like, you just have to do it. Like, you just have to like, literally start. I always am like, be the bitch you want to be until you actually become her. Like, act like the bitch you want to be until you actually be her, you know?
Yeah.
And that's like what worked for me, where it was just like, and like, honestly, my TikTok too, like getting all this like clout sort of off of like people like loving my energy, and like people would be like, if confidence was a person, that's you. And I'm like, okay, relax. I'm like, we're not, no, like,
well,
not that.
People don't get to see the shit behind the scenes, right? Yeah. Like, I think that that's something, you know, I get a lot of messages of people saying like, you inspire to be more confident and like be myself. And it's not because I'm, you know, posting like the perfect photos that are like face-tuned, that I'm not always like beat to the high heavens. Like, I'm really just being myself, which is so fucking freeing. And I'm reading this book right now that like gave me a thought about like what we were talking today about confidence, because it's not, confidence isn't like a fixed attribute. It's not something you're born with. It's like there for anybody. And I think it's easy for us to say, right? Because like, we do live in a place of privilege of having like, you know, you got them eyelashes and the beautiful blush, and like, you know, I've got a certain income that allows me to get Botox when I need it and things like that. Like, I know I'm saying it in a place of privilege, but like, you don't have to look a certain way to be confident. It's like, we are the outcome of the actions that we take. And if your actions are not confident, and if you're not courageous, like, you are really the only one standing in your way. And I was reading this book this morning by Mel Robbins. It's the 5-second rule, which I talk a lot about all the time, about just doing it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, just do it. That's like her book, whatever. It's really a book if you haven't heard it. Yeah. But she was talking about courage, and she was like, if you're being courageous and comfortable, you're not actually being courageous. Like, courage takes uncomfortability and learning. Courage is not something that's just done. It's not just like easy. It doesn't come naturally. Courage is something that's really hard and often uncomfortable, and like making you put yourself out there. And I feel like the same thing can be said for confidence. It's like, you're not just confident you know, like even if you're the star athlete or like, you know, the star student or whatever, that took a lot of work. Like you're not just born the star athlete. You have to practice, you have to go to, you know, games, you have to work out on the 100%. Weekends. Like so you have to study. Like, I feel like confidence is something that can be learned.
100%.
Yeah.
No, 1000%. What? Because, and here's the thing, like, we've all seen people who, like, I've seen some, like, questionable creatures have, like, the most confidence in the world. You know what I mean? Like, they're, like, so. and I love that for them. Do you know what I mean? Like, do that. But then I've also seen like the most beautiful human beings ever be so insecure. And it's like, mm-hmm. that's just the proof that it's like, it's not about just like how you look. Do you know right. what I mean? It's only like how you see yourself, how you carry yourself. And like that too is like, you know, someone who's not super attractive, if they're confident, it makes them more attractive just right. for that. And like, right. You too, probably, like, we're like living proof that like confidence can be learned. Like, right. Like yeah. I was not like, literally my confidence started like not even, I don't like running around being like, oh, I'm super confident. Like I'm confidently no, like, insecure, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like that's the perfect way to describe it. Yeah. Is like, you get it.
Yeah, exactly. This is the place I'm meant to be. Cause that's exactly yeah. what I am. Yes, you know,
you're welcome anytime.
Okay. Thank you. But it's like it's 100% something where it's just like, sometimes it can just like click. Like for me, it was kind mm-hmm. of like a click moment, but also it was like so much like therapy and like, ooh, you know, going
speak
this
on it.
Yeah. Yes. So like therapy was like such a big help for me, but like also mm-hmm. in general, just like the way I started like thinking about myself was just the biggest thing. And that's like, I don't think people mm-hmm. get that. And like, for me, I'm someone who like something just clicks in my head. Do you know what I mean? And then mm-hmm. I start changing. It's not really something where I'm like, whenever I put too much focus and emphasis on something, I've noticed it's like harder for me to like gain it. But when mm-hmm. I just like sometimes have that moment where it just like clicks in my head that like this is not it, like kind of thing. It was like that with confidence in general. I just was like, you know, going through such a low point in my life, and I just started therapy, and like through therapy and just like the way I was like thinking about myself, everything changed. Like I stopped thinking. I was someone who used to put so much focus on like, oh my God, I'm so ugly. Like, oh, my butt's not big enough. My stomach's not flat enough. Like mm-hmm. whatever, you know what I mean? So much of that stuff.
Yeah,
and then, relatable. But then I just hit this point where I was like, that's, I can't focus on that anymore. Like that yeah. can't be like my only thing that I care about myself. I'm like, I have so many other good qualities. And it was like, yeah. I started viewing myself as like,
I'm like getting hype over here. I'm like getting sweaty. Yeah. I'm like, fuck yeah, bitch. You know what
that
for me, like that I can totally recognize is I was watching, I think it was Girls on HBO when I was in my early 20s. We know Lena is problematic, even though she does work for the endometriosis community. It's very confusing. You can hate the artist and like their work, but
of course.
A line that was like, I wish I could get back all the time that I had wasted thinking and talking about men, like what I would do with that time with myself to not think and speak and always be in the mindset of guy, love, 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 love. I'm nothing without a man. And I'll never forget that moment that like, when she said that, I like paused and I was like, oh my God.
That's so good. I love that.
Like
I love that.
The amount of time I have spent hating myself, talking negatively to myself, thinking about a guy's love would complete me, or like, you know, this was back when I was a teenager and like wasn't fully comfortable with my sexuality or like myself. And it was just, I had to recognize too that shit comes with fucking time. Like you being 21 and even having that awareness is so amazing, because that is very like that is a great age to be like understanding that. But I think that's also the difference in generations between millennials and Gen Z, is like millennials were very self-deprecating and very like, oh, I hate myself. Ah, I'm just going to kill myself. And you guys are like, stop talking to yourselves like that. Like you guys are like, that's not cute. That's not it. Stop. And we're like, oh shit. Now we're 30 and in like therapy 2 times a week.
My sweet, sweet confidants, I just had to take a quick second, pause on the pod, one real quick second, just to talk about my most favorite thing, which is therapy, with my most favorite company, which is BetterHelp. Y'all know I am constantly preaching about BetterHelp, which is an online therapy app website you can download right now and get matched with a licensed professional counselor in under 24 hours, because I truly truly believe in it. I use it every single week. Shout out to my therapist, Kim. And I also do couples therapy from it. It has made my life so much more manageable during this pandemic. And I want all of my confidants to be able to have that accessibility and affordability, which is why I love BetterHelp, because it is more affordable than traditional counseling and on other online competitors. And they deal with all sorts of things like anger issues, LGBT family life, sexuality, relationships, sleeping, trauma, you name it. BetterHelp is there for you. And I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/CI. You're going to join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health when you go to betterhelp.com/CI.
The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey. Are you looking to cut back on alcohol this year? You are talking to two sober Sallies. You know Zach and I love to drink Recess Zero Proof craft mocktails because it's a guilt-free way to unwind. It has 0% alcohol, made with real fruit, only 25 calories or less, and it is sweetened with agave because y'all know I got that sugar addiction. It has incredible flavors. One of my favorites is the Grapefruit Paloma. The Paloma is actually one of the last drinks I was drinking when I was drinking alcohol. So this is like a nice little nostalgia moment, and it still feels really fun in my hand. And there's no reason we should be missing out on the partying either. It's such a good replacement for alcohol, a great drink for having in between alcoholic drinks, unwinding at home, at dinner parties, chilling on the couch. It is endless. Get 15% off Recess mocktails now at takearecess.com/Kelsey so you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences.
Trying to undo all of that self-deprecation, but I love what you said about therapy being something that you did, and something I've been trying out lately that a therapist recommended to me, and then I saw it on your TikTok, was about manifestation. So I kind of want to pivot a little bit into like manifestation's relationship to confidence. So like, just talk about that.
Okay, I love that. I love manifesting. You want to see this? Look at this.
Yes, I want to see
I'm a manifesting goddess booklet, ooh, like right here. And it's like, it's like this 3x3 method. You can just write in it. It's a fun little book.
I love that. Where did you just get that?
It's Amazon. It was, I don't know how much it was, but it was definitely on the cheaper end of things. It was a birthday gift, actually. So there we go. Yes, but I love manifesting stuff. And it's like, that's exactly like what we just talked about. Like with manifesting and like law of attraction, it's just, live as though you have what you want. So, live as though you have what you want.
That was beautiful.
Let it sink in.
Yes.
But it's just, and that's exactly how it is. Like, and then when you live as though you have what you want, it's like, it just works its way into your life. And like, I do that more with sort of like superficial things, which is kind of fucked up, but like, I do it more. I was like, manifesting.
It's real.
I was like, I was like manifesting I'd hit like a million on TikTok, like that kind of thing. But like, I think I was like with my confidence and like getting into a better place that like luckily got me to the point I'm at now. It was like, I was like, you know, and accidentally manifesting, like I was manifesting it without realizing it. And it's just like, you just like, and like me acting like, you know, this super confident, like big energy on TikTok helped build my confidence, you know, because I started acting that way all the time. And it was like, be the bitch you want to be until you become her. Simple as that, you know? So it's, and I think that's like, if you want to be confident, you just have to start doing it. Like you literally have to just act
it, right.
Like high key, I'm such a believer in fake it till you make it with everything. Like, and that's such like a prime example of that. Like if you are running around looking at yourself, every time you look in the mirror, you're like, oh my God, I'm ugly. I'm so this, I'm so that. What do you think that's going to do for your mental health? What do you think that's going to do for
your brain? Can hear you.
Yeah. And it like, and that's manifesting it. You're literally manifesting for you to feel worse about yourself, for you to get uglier or whatever. But if you look in the mirror and just, you're like, yo, I'm awesome. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I try, and like part of building confidence for me was I like started viewing myself as just me. It wasn't viewing myself as pretty. I wasn't viewing myself as like skinny or this or anything like that. It was just, I wouldn't look in the mirror and be like, oh, I look good. It's just like, oh, I'm me. You know what I mean? Like, that's it. That's all it is. And once I started, like started viewing myself as more of like an energy rather than like a physical thing, it helped so much. Cause it was like, you know, like I was like, I'm a good light in people's life. I'm a positive person. I'm this, like, I'm fun. I'm like quirky. You know what I mean? Like I started viewing myself as those things rather than like, I'm so ugly. And that was something I did so much. And like back when I was insecure, that was like a very common vocabulary in my head, was just every time like I would like eat or do anything, like it was just like, oh my God, I feel so fat. I feel so this. But like, that's like something like, I'm like, don't even say that to yourself. Like, you know what I mean? And like, I've said this before too, where I'm like, regardless of if you want to be insecure, if you want to think you're ugly, or like, if you talk to yourself and say like, I'm ugly, I'm this, I'm that, you're not going to change. Like, it's not like you're going to get any hotter from that. But what you can do is like, talk good about yourself and just feel awesome about yourself. Like your looks, like, sure, you could work out and do whatever, and like, you'll look better. Like, you know, there's things you can do to like look better, but like how you feel about yourself, you talking negatively about yourself isn't going to change anything.
No. And but- like, I'll never forget when my friend Kristen said like, fat is not a feeling. And I was like, oh damn. Right. Like, I feel like y'all's generation is also the generation taking away a lot of stigmas that like our generation as millennials implemented, of like, fat equals this, and like, depressed equals that. And it's like, you guys are undoing a lot of the strings that we are doing. And I think it's so important to point out, like you say that you do this, like when you're looking in the mirror or when you're talking to yourself. And like, I think that's important to note to all you dear listener confidants, is like, this confidence building like practice does not happen overnight. Like, you don't sign up for therapy and like the next day you're like, oh, I am that bitch. It's like, you have to truly like schedule out time in your calendar. If you're like a type A bitch like me that has to like live and die by her G-Cal, but you have got to make time for this to actually happen. Because if you're just like, oh, I'll do it later, or I'll just think it in my head, it's not, it's never going to be as powerful as it can as when you are sitting placed in front of a mirror with like 15 minutes of your phone off, truly looking at yourself, saying things out loud, like saying them in your head and saying them out loud, or writing them down or telling a friend, are like completely different fucking like powers of energy, right? Like,
yeah, 100%.
I'm someone who lives in their head. Like, I fucking
me too,
live.
Me too. Me too.
And so I found that like really, truly like carving out physical time for myself has been that thing where I'm like, wait a minute, I am in a good mood. Like, I can turn my day around. I can very quickly, and like, fake it till you make it. I totally believe in that too. Like, my mantra or whatever was, she believed she could, so she did. And that
I love that. I
love
that.
It's like so not original. I'm like, whatever. Every bitch has that fucking tattoo on her fucking body, or like that sticker on her computer. But
as we should, honestly, as we should all believe in that.
Right. Like, there is science to your brain being able to listen to your subconscious thought. Like, you know, there is a fake it till you make it that is unhelpful, in that you are trying to be something that you're not, like trying to invoke someone else's success.
Yeah,
or, you know, for comparing.
Sure.
Like, there's a fakeness to you makeness that's not healthy. But I think the stuff, kind of stuff that we're talking about, that like,
that's where it's good for
Where it like authenticates, like, it is authentic. It manifests authentically where you believe it because you actually are becoming it rather than like acting like it. And like I said, I feel like it comes with time and age. And so like, sorry to the people that are out there and they're like younger that are still.
I'm here, guys. I'm here for you.
But like, you know, you can, it's never too late to start either for like anyone out there that feels like the time has passed. Like you can completely change your life at any fucking moment. And like, look how crazy your life has changed in even just the last 5 months. Like, I can't believe we've already been talking for 36 minutes, but like, what the fuck?
Yeah, right?
Tell me a little bit more about you. Like, what you plan to do with this, like, power? What do you want out of your life? Like, what do you hope for, you know, yourself? Like, you spend so much time, I feel like, helping other people too, like teaching them your ways. Like, what do you want? What's like next for you?
Podcast is something I so badly want. Like, it's like, I don't shut the fuck up. Like, this is, I love this. Like, this is so much fun. Like, I was nervous before getting on, but then as soon as we start talking, I'm like, this is such a vibe. I was like, I love this. This is so much fun. Like,
we can't handle stress on this podcast. Yeah. Like, we don't do stress and culture. Like, we just like,
we're just chilling.
Safe space here.
Yeah. I love it. It does feel very safe. I really like it. It does feel like a good, even just like your background. I'm like, yes.
I just painted my walls. I just moved into this office. So I'm like, just still fucking with it. But
I love it.
So you want to start a podcast, obviously. Yes. You have a huge following. You have a big influence now, which I'm sure is like not an easy responsibility, or is it? I don't know.
It's like the weirdest thing. I want to do the podcast coming eventually, hopefully sometime this year, you know?
Yeah.
But like, then I also am like going to start a YouTube channel very soon. I don't know. I'm someone who's very like live in the moment, which is kind of a bad thing. Cause it's never a bad thing. Like, I wish I was someone who's like, I want to do this year, but I'm more just like, you know, whatever is like, you know, and it's kind of like how I got to my place in TikTok where it's like, wherever my niche wants me, I'm kind of vibing. Like, I'm just chilling, you know?
Totally. And so, follow that shit. Don't become that, like, I gotta do, I should do. Like, just, I think your superpower is being in the moment. Like, you should follow that intuition hard.
No, I love it. It's been, and that's come with the confidence stuff, you know, like the more you just kind of find yourself and whatever, you just kind of are like comfortable in where you are and what you're doing. I don't feel like I have a sense of like power or anything. Like, I feel like I very much am like, you know, I love my following and I'm very like, okay, I need to be careful of like what, you know, back when I had like 100,000 followers, I wouldn't overthink maybe as much as I do now. Cause now I'm like, if I word something a little weird, I'm like, is someone going to nitpick at it? Cause you know, too, those haters, girl, they nitpick everything.
I know everything. 10 years on the internet. I'm hardened. I'm like calloused to comments.
That's the thing is I'm like, what is it? That's another thing is like hate comments. I had to like learn to like get used to those. Cause like back in the day, it was like, if I posted a video and I was getting a lot of hate comments, I would literally delete the video. I'm like, nope, I can't do this.
Oh no.
But now it's just like, I'm going to get a lot of hate whether I like it or not. Like, and I was hanging out with some of my friends who like aren't on social media or anything. And they've like made TikToks too and whatever. And they were like asking me about it. They're like, how do you handle the hate? Like whatever. Cause they like said like, oh, they got like one mean comment about how they look or something. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, I cried for like a week over that one mean comment. And I'm like, and I was like, and I always forget. And that was like kind of a moment for me where I'm like, wow, I really have gotten like a little bit like hard into that a little bit where it's like, once you see enough hate comments, you're just like, oh my God. Like, it's still like annoying, but it's
I mean, if I can give you any advice, it's like the block button is your motherfucking friend, because you'll get 100,000 good comments and you'll like, they'll just bounce right off you. Cause you're like, oh, this person's just saying I'm like nice and they like me. Okay. But then they're like, the one thing that's like, her teeth look weird. You're like, huh?
And you're like looking at your teeth for like a week and then you're like, are my teeth weird? Like,
what the fuck are they talking about? What do they mean? Should I contact them and ask them their opinion? But it's like, opinions are like the dogmatic karma that like that we hold on to people's opinions so deeply. And like, life was not created and succeeding and evolving based on other people's opinions. It was like idea and creativity and renaissance and relationship and love. It wasn't like hate comments. So delete, block, block, block. That's my advice.
That's no, literally I block. I like none of my other TikTok friends do this, but I'm such an, like, I block. I'm not even doing like 10 mm-hmm. people a day. Like every, mm-hmm. like sometimes I get like the same comment, you know, I'll get like zodiac signs aren't real. Like that's a common comment. I, and like, whatever. And like, but if it rubs me the wrong way in that exact moment that I read it, I'm like, block, done, whatever. Like, I don't care. I'm like, I don't care. And then like, I posted like on my like spam TikTok. I was like, oh, I'm telling you, block whenever someone, like, you know, I was saying kind of like what you were saying. And then people are like, but why would you even give them the attention, like give them the satisfaction of knowing that it like bothered you enough to like block you? And I'm like, oh no,
because
I'm doing it for my satisfaction. Mm-hmm. I get the satisfaction of knowing this person can't see my content anymore. And that's more important to me than like my ego. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah. Ego death is like so crucial too, because I found that like, I was then at one point just deleting anything I didn't agree with. And I was like, that's not the right thing either, because then I wasn't holding myself accountable to like learning, you know, like now I have to take it as like, am I hurt by this comment because they're being hurtful, or am I hurt by this comment because they're right? And it's like kind of forced me to also like, that's also because I've done a lot more controversial content in my day of just like, you know, life love issues, but it's taught me a lot. And I think like putting yourself on the internet, you have to have a thick skin in so many regards, because you are putting, when you decide to do that kind of shit and put yourself out there, whether or not we're asking for it, it's going to come. And so how you handle that and like how you react is going to be like a reflection of your entire life rather than just how they see you on the internet. Cause like you can carry that shit with you into your real life if you're not careful. And like, we forget that just like TikTok is just this one fucking thing, facet percentage of our day, even though I'm sure you probably have.
I'm on it so much more than that.
How
but
much
it's
time do you spend every day like working on your TikToks?
Honestly, it's so bad. I hate myself. It's fine. Like,
no, you like, love yourself. That's the whole opposite
of it. Guys, wrong. Don't listen to me. I was just joking. Literally the exact opposite of everything I was saying. Like, don't say mean things to yourself. No, I spend like,
I get it.
I literally in my schedule, it's like, it depends. It kind of shifted to later, but like I spent like maybe like 4 or 5 hours kind of just sitting there. Like, it's like, it's not horrible, because it's like I still do like other stuff, but it's just like I sit like in front of my little setup, and like sometimes I'll get lucky where I have ideas throughout the day and then I can just kind of like execute them quickly, put them out, do whatever. But other times I'm literally just sitting in front of the camera and I'm like, okay, what could I talk about? And it's always those ones, the most random one, like one I'll just like be like, oh okay, click record, I post it, and it's like my most viral video. I'm like, okay, did not think that I was gonna do that. But
well,
it's
when
just
you
like
think about like 4 to 5 hours being your business, that's like probably how much I spend on like my whatever the business of the day is. And so like if your business is starting to like build because of TikTok, like you have to put that effort in. I think like a lot of people think the same way that forever people thought YouTube was just like, oh, I'm just gonna talk to this camera and that's it. It's like, oh no, you don't understand like how much goes into it, whether or not it's like production or thought or like creative planning or brainstorming. Like what you're doing is a job, whether or not you like it. Like, do you feel like, you know, you said you were going to branch out into YouTube and podcasts. Like, what do you see for the future of TikTok for yourself?
I'm hoping I just get as far as I can with it. But like, I do have like the fears of like, I need to do something else, so that it's like when TikTok's like not as cool anymore, I still have like other things. But for now, I do think like, I think, you know how a lot of people are saying it's going to be like Vine or whatever, it's just going to die out. But I think I feel like it's going to survive a lot longer than Vine, because it's so much more like diverse and so like, you know,
educational.
Like, and there's so much like, and I love like the For You page aspect of it, because it's like, you know what I mean? Like your videos are being sent out to people that literally the algorithm thinks they're going to like, you know what I mean? Like, and it's just like, so I feel like for that reason, it's like, you know, my entire career sort of was based off of me finding where people, what videos of mine people liked and then going with it. So it's the same thing where it's like, if your For You page and like everything is always stuff that like you like, why would you stop watching it? Do you know what I mean?
Think
like
it's going anywhere.
I think
it's just getting bigger and bigger.
You think so? You think it's gonna be like an Instagram or something that's gonna be like,
oh yeah. And I think what I've noticed from like my veteran content creator friends is that like we're all losing Instagram followers because we're just not putting as much into it because it does feel like a brand. Whereas like on TikTok, I feel I can just be kind of goofy in myself. Whereas like on TikTok, or excuse me, on Instagram, I feel like it's more an aesthetic and more of like a look. And I can't just be like, blah, you know, yeah, whatever, quirky. Like it, I've noticed that with like a lot of bigger creators, and I hate that it feels that way because Instagram can be so powerful. It just, I've noticed that like when I open my phone in the morning, I'm like more inclined to click TikTok than I am Instagram. Oh, 100%.
Now. 100%.
Are like a ghost on Instagram though. I was like, wait, where is her? You just started an Instagram or is this like a new one?
No. This is like actually my lifelong Instagram, but I just don't like.
What?
I know.
You. I'm sure like someone told you, you better like kick up your Instagram, but like you just started really posting.
Yeah, I just, what is it? Like I deleted like a lot of my pictures. Like I deleted like all of my pictures. Like literally all of them. Yeah, because like I was the person, I'm not even joking, I had pictures from like literally 2012. Like up, like that was the person I was. Like if you create me, you just like go forever. You know what I mean?
And like you were I just gotta get rid of this shit.
Yeah, like and I was like, and then I was like, my TikTok was popping off, whatever. And I was like, okay, so like how do I want to be seen? Like, you know what I mean? So I felt like I needed like sort of like a fresh start with it and it was like, you know, like I felt like that was like a version of me that just wasn't, that didn't really exist anymore. Not that it's like my Instagram pictures were that different, but it was just like, when I would look at it, I just felt like I would see like, you know, how when like, even just what you were saying, like when I think back to like 17-year-old me or like 16-year-old me, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, bitch, like you have so much. Yeah. Growing to do, like you have so much, and like when I would see those pictures of myself, it just felt like that's not even like who I am anymore. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, totally. Not that it was anything weird, but it was like parties and like whatever. I'm like, that's not even what I want my whole thing to be, like whatever. Yeah. So I just like took them down. I was like, okay, like I stepped up my like how my outfits and my pictures. I was like, I want pictures to look nice, like you know what I mean?
Yes. But
like it's
very cool. I was like, oh my God, her Instagram is like curated.
Oh my God, thank you so much. I put so much effort into it. So I needed that. Yeah, I needed that validation because I put so much effort into it.
Like, got it.
But yeah, and then it's just like I haven't like collabed those worlds yet because I just like I like that like. Because the thing is, and I've learned with like TikTok too, it's like so, they like niche you so hard. Like they group you up so hard. So like, if you make the kind of content I make, like if I was to try to post like a hot TikTok or like a thirst trap TikTok,
people would just fucking derail you.
First of all, they would literally eat me. They would literally eat me. And then like, but also the algorithm won't push it as much. Like they don't push those videos to do that well, like or anything. So like, I'm like, my Instagram is like that outlet for me where it's like I get to dress up and like do this and do that. Whereas like my TikTok is more just my personality. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so
it's
for like, sure. That's kind of how I feel too. And like I'm excited to kind of see what you do next and how you do merge those worlds. Cause I think you are like dead ass. I think it's important that we have role models for the younger generation of people who are just kind of themselves. And I'm glad that you found your place in feeling like super authentic. And I'm like excited for people to actually follow you and be like, oh yeah. Okay. Like this is what it's about. It's not just about like being hot and partying during a pandemic. Like I'm glad you're far the fuck away from LA for a little bit. Like,
Go
plans to come to LA.
Hopefully this summer or something. Like just whenever, whenever shit chills out a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Whenever it's like, but like for sure it's been like, but it's like quarantine gave me the opportunity to just grind my ass off. Do you know what I mean? Like what the fuck else do I have to do? I'm at home all the time. Like
sit
what
and
do
practice
I do?
Those mantras in front of the mirror, baby. Yeah, my advice.
put the camera in front of me for 3 hours and just be like, what can I post? Like,
there's no excuse. Well, I want you to tell the confidants where they can follow you and maybe like any last little pieces of advice you can give to them about just like building their confidence, building their own mantra. Like what advice do you have?
Okay. You guys can find me on Instagram, Sahar Dahi. So that's fun. My TikTok is Saharu. So appreciate, thank you for the little, giving me the chance to shout myself out there.
Of course. But, like you need it.
Yeah. No,
you and your 1.8 million followers, you'll be okay.
Oh, but stop.
Thank you for coming on this.
No, thank you for this. This is like charity work for you. Like, this is like, oh my God, who is this? Like, who the fuck is this?
Like, it was not. I truly think you're such a good role model for like the younger generation to have. I'm like really proud of you. Okay. I don't even know you, but I'm like,
thank you so much. As for tips, the biggest thing I can say is just like, authenticity is where you'll find your confidence and just being you. And like your authenticity glows out of you. And if you want to be attractive, you want to be confident, be you, and it will shine. It will shine. It'll make you more attractive. It'll make you feel better about yourself. And like, just like, you know, there's nothing wrong with being weird. There's nothing weird with being like bad with being different, like regardless of how you look or whether or not you fit like society standards, but like, you know, just be you, and like everyone else will see how awesome that is. Like,
I think that's like the, you like taught me something that I'm going to take away from this, which is rare. No, I'm kidding. I learned that. I'm like, I don't know shit. You said like you weren't manifesting to like be someone else, or like you weren't giving your mantras to like be something else that was like super physical, but you were manifesting to be more you, which I really liked. Like I had never heard it that way.
Thank you.
I'm going to like,
there you go.
I'm gonna percolate and sit on that one. But so yeah, are you been? That. Okay. I could have talked to you forever. This went by so fucking fast. I hope you will come back. I hope you will like TikTok with talk to the confidants again. But thank you so much for doing this. And I hope you have
fun. Thank you so much for having me on. That was so much fun. I really enjoyed that.
All right.
You really are just awesome.
You can follow Sahar on TikTok. You really should go check them out. And on Instagram, you are Sahar Dahi. And
yes.
Like those below. Don't forget, you can rate this 5 stars. If it's less than 5 stars, please don't rate it, because I am sensitive. Speaking of sensitive, the merch is out. Find that in the link below too. I have to send you some merch. You have to give me your address, because I know you can have like different kinds of numbers on your
Amazing. Thank you so much. I would literally love that.
All right, confidants, we'll see you next week. Bye.